Good morning and happy Thanksgiving, everybody. So last week we had leaving people with their dignity, and it made me think of a couple things that I read, people's assignments, and had a quick conversation with Patrick. And one thing first is you can go all the way back to the book of Genesis. And before we had this little issue with disobeying God, you know, the man and the woman, they were naked and in the garden, and they walked with God in the cool of the day, and they had fellowship. Then they got this bright idea to go ahead and listen to the serpent, and they ate of the fruit, and you know, some things not so good happened. But the first thing that they did was, it says they took fig leaves and tried to make clothes, right? And they didn't do it. It sounds like they didn't do a very good job of it. So they realized they were naked. So they didn't know, realize, you know, and their eyes were open, so to speak, not in such a good way. And so they tried to cover themselves. They tried to give themselves some dignity, and they did it with fig leaves. Then God comes along and goes, well, who told you were naked? Who told you were this? And, you know, and then what does he do? He has to take an animal, kill it, and he gives them sufficient garments, so to speak, to wear. Like, to give them, he covers them with this garment. Blood was shed, and this garment was given to them. So they had some dignity given to them from God directly in that sense. And then it made me think of the scripture, which I shared with one or two people when I replied to their assignments. And the scripture is in 1 Peter 2. I mean, there's so many scriptures about this, but to me, this is just the most incredible one. I'm going to read the Amplified Bible. It says this. He says, because Patrick talked last week, if you remember, he talked about how we've been grafted into a tree that we weren't meant to be a part of. We were like the wild olive branch, and we were grafted in, and now we're a part of a new tree, a cult of oneness being cultivated by God. And then in 1 Peter, it says, you're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you might proclaim the excellencies, the wonderful deeds and virtues and perfections of him, speaking of Jesus Christ, who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Then it says this in verse 10, once you were not a people, and the Amplified puts it, at all. I think a pure translation is that, is basically says, once you were a no people. In other words, you were nothing. But now, see, through Jesus Christ, now you're God's people. Once you hadn't received mercy, now you've received mercy. So we had nothing. We had nothing. We were nothing. And God has given us everything. So when we think that, all our dignity comes directly from God. And then when we see it from that view, it's much easier. You know, in the heat of the battle, it's tough. Because we still have these earthly bodies, and, you know, sin's still a real thing. It's tough. But it's much easier to have compassion, to have mercy, to leave people with their dignity when we realize that any dignity we have comes directly from God. And once you realize that, you know, you read stories of these people, like in places like China, where these Christians are literally put, not just thrown in prison, they're like thrown in some of the deepest, darkest reaches and some of the worst conditions you can imagine a human being in. And apparently stripped of all dignity. And yet, some of these people have incredible testimonies to the people who are their guards and guarding them, because though stripped of apparent dignity, they have something through Christ, their dignity, because it's a gift from God. They never lose it, no matter where they are, no matter what situation they're in, because it's come from God. To me, that's just amazing. Those are amazing stories, amazing things to think about. And so when it comes to leaving people with their dignity, it becomes much, for me anyway, because much easier when I keep in mind, and it's only through God's grace and his Holy Spirit that I can do it. But it really does make it easier to be, you know, that slightly detached, to be always supportive and always, 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 always equal as we see one another. And as today we go into the list. And the list comes, it's his list. It's not ours. It's his list for us today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you. We just thank you for your grace and your mercy that you've taken us who were nothing. And Lord, you've given us, you've gifted us everything we could possibly truly ever want, though sometimes we think we don't have enough. It's because we get misguided in our own crazy thinking. But in Christ, we have everything. Every gift, every good, everything that is good comes from you. And we thank you for that. And as we go into this morning and the list, and we pray for those who aren't with us today, that your hand would be upon them and they still have their focus on you this day and this weekend. And we just thank you for all that you're doing. We pray for those who are going through some tough times with their companies and their businesses and so forth right now, Lord, that they would just find that you have a perfect plan, that you are the one who takes those with zero chance of success, and Lord, you set them in a good place. We thank you for this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As Patrick was coming to conclusion and talking about, you know, the list and do it, stick with it, stay on it, and, you know, want to see a miracle, you know, just stick to the list. Made me just think about something that always comes to me is that I ask myself, is it inconvenient? Then it's not. And then I started to type, it probably needs to be done. No, if it's inconvenient, it's on, and it's probably on your list. And it's not that it probably needs to be done. No, it needs to be done. You know, so we pray. We have prayer, we have the word, and we have everything that's inconvenient that needs to be done. And but the more you do the inconvenient things, the easier it becomes to do them. When it comes to calling creditors, when it comes to produce, deliver, to collect, when it comes to dealing with all the things you got to deal with every day that's on your list to deal. The people, places, and things that are on our list every day. The more you stick with it, the more you come into your day with prayer and the word, the easier it does get to the list. And the inconvenient things, though maybe still inconvenient, are just a little bit less inconvenient because you just are learning to work with them and deal with them and work through it all. Anyway. Let's go to prayer. We got probably a couple of days with family and all kinds of different things going on. And sometimes those times with family can be tough and sometimes they can be super blessings. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity that we have a list. That means we can, that means we're not retired. We're not looking for excuses to do something else. But if we have a list to do, it means we're alive. It means we're in the game. It means we got some things to do. We got people and places and things to be about. So we thank you. We can thank you for that every day, that we get to be engaged with your will for our lives. Because you do have a plan. You have a will. And your ways aren't our ways. Your thoughts aren't our thoughts. Your ways are way higher than we could ever think or know. But even with that, you do make it plain for us as you give us things to do. And you've given us companies. You've gifted us with companies to run. So that means we got things to do, to take care of our companies. And as we take care of that, we can take care of others. We thank you for the days ahead of us, an opportunity just to reflect and give thanks to what you've done, to what you're doing. And we can always be thanking you for what you're about to do, even when we're not sure what it is. We give you this day. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.